ABC Radio Australia.
But I was in the studio giving out instructions on how to secure your houses, what you should have in your homes in times like this. But I was not prepared at home. I was worrying about what people at home are facing. Pulavinaka, I'm Saili Ratwara from Radio Fiji One in FBC, Fiji. I've been in broadcasting for 25 years now. I started in 2001 and still going strong.
What made you want to join radio, apart from other profession?
Oh, I was in a teaching profession. I taught for 4 years and then went back to school for 3 years. And then I came here. The environment I encountered here was so relaxed compared to the school atmosphere. Dealing with the kids every day, I found out that this was way more, may I say, comfortable for me, and I chose to stay.
Satisfying profession, eh?
Exactly.
Radio Fiji One, as I've mentioned or alluded to before, it's Fiji's oldest radio station since 1954. And so it's one of the most trusted radio station in Fiji, especially for those who live in outer islands, in rural communities across the country, when it comes to getting or being equipped with credible and reliable information about current affairs, political status, even weather update. Since Fiji it's still in the cyclone season, we are not out of the woods yet. How has been the experience like when it comes to emergency broadcasting?
Well, I agree with you in Radio Fiji One's role in awareness. Especially climate-wise. Since I started with radio, this has been one of the mainstay of the station is to enlightening people, informing people about what's happening around them. And weather-wise, as you've mentioned, we are in the cyclone season now. I've gone through a lot of disasters, hurricane, floodings, and the people rely on radio because in Fiji, not everyone has access to television. So the only media they tend to is radio. And turning to radio, it's treated as a Bible to some. Whatever comes on radio is the truth. And Radio Fiji One has always maintained and strived to keep that idea in the listeners, in the people of Fiji, to trust Radio Fiji One and FBC.
Imagine, Asaili, at the height of a tropical cyclone or a few hours before a cyclone make landfall, probably, for example, in the Azores. And you've been called to come and do an on-air shift. What are some of the things that you always prepare or plan to dish out to the listeners to ensure they are well-informed, they are better prepared, and there are no incidents or casualties after that?
When you come into the studio at times like this, the first thing that comes to mind, the whole of Fiji is relying on me to pass out the truth, the fact about what's happening where, when it is happening. Because those are the times when television is off, coverage is disrupted around Fiji, and radio has always been a reliant source of information. From those times, 71 years in running now until today, until now, they have always resorted back to radio as a mean to obtain the facts while it's happening, especially in disaster times.
Pacific Prepared.